Chapter 12. Tasha gave the two girls 3 hours before rousing Harley. She had no intention of dozing off, but as soon as her head hit the girls' pack, she was asleep. It was a strange rest, though, not one that echoed completely through her body. Hot Dog's rhythmic snoring next to her helped keep Tasha in the lull. She'd been asleep no more than an hour when his body tensed, snapping her out of her sleep immediately. She bolted upright, scanning the area, until she saw what Hot Dog had seen. 50 yards away from where they had set up camp, she saw people moving quietly through the forest. The migration was already starting. Cursing under her breath, she rose to her knees and glanced at Harley. She was already moving to wake up Tamra, as quietly as possible. Tasha rolled up their blankets and repacked the bags, while Harley whispered to Tamra. Within minutes of spotting the newcomers, they were wading through the shallow creek in the direction of Harley's parents' place. While she hadn't gotten a good look at whoever it was in the forest with them, Tasha planned on treating everyone she didn't know as a threat. The group didn't stop again, despite the whispered complaints she heard from the two behind her for several hours. After 3 houses and 10 miles, she finally let them rest. It was barely 2 in the afternoon, and Tasha wanted to cover another 10 before they made camp for the night.
"We're miles outside the city. I don't know how much longer I can go," Tamra said.
"I'm sorry, but staying here isn't an option. I wish that strike had hit at night, and we'd have a jump start on everyone, but as it stands, we don't know how many thousands of people will be moving through these woods."
"Don't you think that's a bit extreme?" Tamra asked skeptically.
"Not in the least. It's what we are doing, and it's what I told all of my readers to do as well. Not these woods in particular, but getting out of the city and making it as far away from the cities as you possibly can. If anyone listened to me, then we need to keep going.
Not everyone will be able to move at our pace, but you better believe some will." "Listen, I'm used to running for my life on the streets, but I don't think anyone could keep up with us, not even marathon runners," Tamra muttered.
Tasha smiled and handed her a protein bar from her bag. "I know this sucks, but tonight we'll have a real meal, set up camp, and get some sleep." The young girl sighed and rolled her eyes, but muttered a thank you as she took the bar and started to eat. Tasha sat down and scanned the area again, her watchful gaze keeping an eye on any dangers that might appear. Hot Dog did the same, though he appeared relaxed as the two girls stroked him and filled his bowl with purified water. The dog was having the time of his life, and she knew it. After a few more minutes, Tasha stood and started putting her pack back on. The others groaned but didn't protest as they followed suit. Hours later, just as the sun started to set, Tasha found the perfect place for them to set up camp. She knew the others were exhausted, and in earnest, she felt it herself too. It was good to see the two getting along as they worked. Both had listened raptly as she gave them instructions. Having Tamra with them changed things a little. They wouldn't be able to set up 2 separate tents with the extra blankets. Instead, she fashioned a slanted roof between 4 trees, while the girls gathered firewood and dried leaves. Using 1 blanket, and most of their rope for the roof, it left 3 for them to sleep with. Tasha next went about setting up a fire ring and spit for dinner and warmth. Before long, the others had the area beneath the blanket packed with leaves for bedding and a decent mound of firewood to get them through the night. With 4 mouths to feed now, Tasha knew she would need to start hunting at some point. But for the night, they would share the MREs. The two women sat around the fire and looked at her expectantly. "I promise we'll light it. Just give it a few more minutes. I don't want to be sending smoke signals out there. Once we get it burning, we need to keep it small and keep the embers going," Tasha said.
"Do you really think people are lurking around here?" Harley asked. We can never be too careful. It keeps us alive. And that's just about the only thing I care about right now, Tasha said.
You know, I didn't really get the chance to thank you for helping me, Tamara said.
Don't. I would have done it for anyone. I'm happy you're safe now. Do you have any family back in the city or anywhere else? Tasha asked.
She shook her head. No, I worked my way through the foster system after my mom died of an OD when I was 6. Never knew my own man.
That's awful, Harley muttered. How old are you?
14. I was with a few foster families who really made life hell. After that, I took off. I planned on getting the hell out of the city, but, well, the country is a big place. I hadn't picked where to go just yet.
That's okay, Harley said. Now you've got a place to go and people to be with.
Harley is right, Tamara said. You're welcome to stay with us for as long as you'd like. Who knows, maybe you'll find a place that feels like home on the journey. But if not, you're welcome at the homestead with us.
With you, Harley corrected. I'm not leaving my parents' place. They're set up for this sort of thing.
Are you sure about that? Tasha asked. It might be best if we get them and all three of you come to the homestead with me.
Harley shook her head. No, Mom and Pops will have it all set up and ready for us when we get there. You'll see. You both will. They're waiting for me there. I just know it.
Okay, Tasha quickly said. She didn't want to get Harley worked up. There was no need. Well, she didn't know the elderly couple's ability to fend for themselves. People would get desperate, which meant they were in danger. As they watched the sun set the rest of the way beyond the horizon, Tasha pulled out a box of matches and lit the fire. Its warmth made her feel the fatigue she'd pushed to the back of her mind for almost 36 hours straight. There was still more to do before she could sleep. Tasha wanted to ensure the other three were well fed and ready for the next day's trek. She planned on pushing them harder, not only in the morning but for the rest of the trip. She didn't take the help with setting up dinner when the girls offered, nor did she wake Hot Dog when she snared a hare 20 feet outside the camp. The trio had fallen into a rhythmic routine as the girls talked about their lives with each other. She knew they were trying their best to make a terrible situation enjoyable, and there was no chance in hell Tasha was going to break it up to heap food and skin a rabbit. Plus, it gave her a chance to patrol the area without worrying them. Her mind drifted to Elijah as she skinned the rabbit and added the meat to the boiling stew. The girls didn't notice, not that either would have minded if they did. It was clear Tasha knew best for the group. But she still doubted herself. They were all three counting on her to keep them alive. She felt the pressure of that task, weighing on her shoulders as she draped the small piece of fur over the fire to quickly cure. It didn't take long after the meal was served for all three women to doze off beneath the makeshift shelter. Tasha knew Hot Dog would keep them safe, but she still didn't fall into a deep sleep. With the exception of Hot Dog, no one had ever counted on her before. She knew no matter what, Elijah would always love her. He could take care of himself. But Harley and Tamara couldn't. Her stomach rolled as she listened to them breathing on either side of her. She silently said a prayer that she was up for the task.